I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, experts predict that this year will be a bad year for allergies. A lot of allergies, coughing and hacking. Kano's got something else.
That's not an allergy. Yeah, no. That's something much worse.
But I will tell you, of course, I came back from vacation with a sore throat on a plane. And it went away, and then I got congestion. But I had my doors open a couple of days.
Yeah, don't do that.
The pollen was coming in, and I've been sneezing, and I just blew egg yolk out of my nose.
Yeah, that's from Torture Tuesday.
Yes. Well, you know, allergies, they were invented in ancient Rome by a guy named Julius Sneezer.
Really?
That's not true.
No, that was my attempt at a bad joke. You know, a lot of times, you guys, y'all don't laugh at my jokes here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
That's because a lot of times they're bad.
I did laugh, but I was curious. Is he related to the guy who created the salad? Are they friends?
Julius.
The Caesar salad.
Caesar salad. Oh,
how are you going to get Sneezer and not Caesar?
You know what? You're supposed to laugh at your own joke, though, if it doesn't go well.
Is that called a mom joke?
No. It could be, If it's a female, yes. Yeah. I guess so. But I have some rules when it comes to telling bad jokes.
Oh, I bet you. I trust you on this.
Well, let me tell you something, Tom. Don't you get all high and mighty, old fancy pants over there, because the other day you stopped. You were telling a joke on the radio, and you couldn't remember it, and you said, oh, never mind, let's just move on.
That's different than thinking my joke's funny when it's not.
They say if you find yourself telling a silly joke and you can't remember it, don't stop mid-joke. Never stop mid-joke.
Well, how do you keep going if you don't remember it?
You go on to the next joke, they say.
I wasn't telling the next joke. I was only telling that one.
If you forget it, don't stop mid-joke. Because it looks really silly, they say. And you're like, oh, well, look at the time. And let's go. We need to go do something else.
That's the stupidest advice ever. How do you not stop doing something you forgot?
What? No, just midway when you forget, you'll be like, look at that eagle over there. And then you just walk away.
Well, that's stopping.
They say go straight to the next joke.
See, I would just go into a story. I'd make up a story. Like, hey, three guys walk into a bar. And you know, they had a special. And we should check out this place sometime, because I hear it's pretty good food.
Okay.
And just act like I wasn't telling
y'all
a joke.
Y'all are all stupid.
Okay. They say pretend like the first joke never happened, Tom, and smoothly transition into your next joke.
Okay. It wasn't a joke-telling session. It was a single joke about the topic we were talking about. There was no next joke in the chamber.
To be honest, you forgetting it was funnier than probably the joke.
Thank you, Kato.
Okay, they say always laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you might as well, because no one else is.
Even if it's a silly joke and no one's laughing and you hear crickets, laugh at it anyway. It's going to make it funnier. And you know what? It's always correct to laugh if a boss is telling you a joke or any superior is telling a joke. Always laugh, no matter what.
Of course.
Yeah. And how do you know if your joke is a silly or stupid joke? They say you need to test it out on a trusted friend and gauge the reaction. That's one way to do it.
This is so technical. If you have to do this, you're not good at telling jokes.
Okay. I just try mine out. I trust the Upstate with my jokes. I try them out every day here on the show.
Yeah, we know. Try them.
Yeah.
Maybe you should try them somewhere else first.
Oh, my goodness. What? This is.
I'm just saying, this is the stage. You should try them out before you get on stage.
I mean, if you're a comedian in front of an audience, a live audience, at times they don't laugh.
Can you imagine an actual comedian up there with a piece of paper and he's like, taking a poll. Okay, no one laughs. Scratch
no one
that
laughs
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. They say how to know if your joke is a silly one or a stupid one. A man walked into a bar, Cato. That's one. If it starts that way.
There's three guys.
Oh, yours was three.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. And then why did a chicken cross the road? Those jokes never go over well. And even if you think it might be silly or stupid, it probably is. So.
Sometimes those are funny, though.
Yeah. Okay. And it never is good to do a politically incorrect joke, they say nowadays.
Never.
No, unless it's a trusted friend, you might can get away with
it. Exactly. Know your audience. So yeah. Sometimes you know that you can get away with it, and sometimes you're not so sure. But make sure you're not being recorded.
I was going to say, no evidence, because as soon as that friend gets mad at you.
Yeah, and you see that all the time online. It's like, who? Because they're doing it, and it's not like they're sneaking their phone out to get you in trouble because you're trying to tell a funny.
Yeah, but I think of people like Daniel Tosh, who built an entire career off of being politically incorrect, or Tom Segura. Like, some people do it, and they do it really well.
I think it's funny. I think you should be politically incorrect.
It always had been until we hit that, like, really weird sensitive section there. I don't remember exactly, but it's like all of a sudden everyone was offended.
Well, it's funny because everybody's like, ha, that joke's, hey, I don't like that one. That one's about me. This is no longer funny.
Well, and they say that everybody should have at least one joke they can tell well.
Oh, gosh.
Always breaks the ice at a party.
Well, I'll keep working on it.
Hey, I have for years, Tom. I'm going to find it one of these days. So what's yours? Can you remember it?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this news story is bananas. I'm telling you, man, it's actually about bananas. Trader Joe's announced that they're raising the price of their bananas by 21%.
Wow,
that's a pretty big bump, right?
Yeah. They're still open?
Trader Joe's?
It's a joke.
Oh, man, we love Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I just don't ever get
You're weird.
I've never been in a Trader Joe's.
You're weirder.
Yeah.
Dirty.
That's Trader Joe's is awesome, man. They have lots of cool things.
It's too earthy for me. It's like Whole Foods. Sprouts, it's all those earthy
I like Whole
stores.
Foods, too.
I've been in Sprouts.
Yeah, I can't afford Whole Foods.
I don't know if I can either, but I go there and get their peanut butter.
And do they have a bar that serves wine and champagne?
Who?
Trader Joe's.
Oh, I got to do better shopping.
I got to say, bananas are about the cheapest thing. I mean, you talk about people, out on the street, if they need food, you can go to get a banana for like 29 cents.
I would throw that right back at you.
Well, to be honest, Hawk, it's less than that. They just raised the price from 19 cents to 23 cents per banana. Uh-huh. Now, I've never bought a banana by the individual banana before.
Right, yeah.
I didn't even know you could do that. I thought you had to pick up whatever bunch you wanted and just take them.
I usually buy two or three, and I just break them apart.
Yeah, people break them apart.
Most places do the bunch, but Trader Joe's sells them individually, and I just found the story of why. It's actually interesting.
I mean, they weigh them, so it doesn't matter how many's in a bunch.
Yeah, and there's nothing worse when they wrap it around, got that little plastic around it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the whole bunch then.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. I think at Costco, it's just like $1.99 or $1.29, depending on if you get organic or not, and you just get the bunch. I don't think it's weighed or anything.
Oh, well, then.
But no, I've never seen someone buy just a single banana.
Well, here's why, Hawk. The CEO of Trader Joe's was watching customers in one of the stores one day, and he saw this little old lady pull out a bunch of bananas and then put them back in the section. And he came up to her and he asked her, why did you decide not to get the bananas? And she said, Sonny, I may not live to eat that fourth banana.
Ain't that the truth?
So in other words, they have priced them individually for over 20 years because of one old lady's fear of her impending death.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She was afraid she might not live long enough to eat the fourth banana.
Well, the bananas, they go dead before I get them home sometimes.
Yeah. If you're worried about your bananas dying or you dying before your bananas, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
I saw a meme of bananas on a date, and the date's looking at the profile picture on the app and said, this doesn't look like you. And he's like, that was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Got dark spots in
it.
That's funny.
Why do bananas, I mean, by the time you get them home, and then ain't nothing worse when you got a yellow banana, you open it up and there's a brown, like something's rotten in it.
Well, that's because it got bruised. It's a brown spot.
Yeah, I need to be more tender with my bananas.
You should. I mean, if you're beating on your bananas, you're probably turning them brown.
I've been kind of scared of bananas ever since I saw that video where
the spider came out.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm always cautious when I peel my banana.
That's why I beat mine.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, when I get home, I just punch it real quick.
There you go.
Wow.
Spray it with Raid. I don't want any insects.
That ruins the organic banana real fast.
Does.
Well, they said that even though it's a 21% increase, it's really 4 cents. So it's probably not the end of the world. But, you know, Trader Joe's used to brag about they were like same price for 20 years by their bananas, and they'll have to take that sign down.
And, well, you know, the number one item at Walmart that they sell is bananas.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wasn't even going to guess that.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to Walmart and a lot of people buying banana.
That's so interesting considering they also sell like chocolate.
And sodas and chips.
So many things.
And tires.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a frequent purchase, is it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to have the opportunity to buy a tire one at a time if I want.
Technically you do, but it's not best for your car.
I'm just shocked that the Trader Joe's sells them one at a time, which if I wanted one, I'd buy one at a regular grocery store.
Do they do that with the other items? Like, you know, you go in there and you get one grape.
Exactly.
Take it to the register. It's like, I need some help with this. Can you help me? Like, weigh the grape.
Do you need a bag, sir?
Yeah. Now, that's a torture Tuesday right there.
Oh, boy.
One item at a time, Kato. One blueberry. One strawberry.
At least he'll be able to go through the 20 items or less lane.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, you know, when it comes to your gift to the world, Tom, we were mentioning the other day, you have quite a few of them. One of them is your ability to eat. I mean, you eat at like Olympic, you almost like could be Olympic, I can't think of the word.
I think he's been eating nonstop for 25 years.
No, he's been practicing for the Olympics.
Professional eater, yeah.
Yes, you are. So that's one of your talents. You can. Do you ever get full? Like, you know, because honestly, all morning long, it's a cheese ball here, it's a potato chip there, it's a Pop-Tart here.
Yeah, I'm full, Hawk. I don't eat to get full. Okay. I eat because I enjoy the taste. So I continue eating after I'm full.
Okay. And by the way, that cheese ball here, the Pop-Tart there, that's just while his meal is in the
microwave.
Air fryer. We have an air fryer
that's true.
In our office.
On his desk,
right
on
next to the microwave, the coffee maker.
Y'all use it sometimes.
So the microwave, that is a talent that you have. Criticism, another talent that you have.
I prefer to call it critiquing or consulting.
Consulting.
He's eating right now.
No, yeah. Is. But they asked people in a survey what talent they wish they had. Now, I don't think I wish I had your talent of eating, Tom, because I would be as big as a house.
You're missing out.
Yeah. But and you see a lot of the shows like, you know, The Voice, American Idol, Top Chef, all these different shows out there to show off your certain talent that you do have. And, you know, cooking and baking was at the top of the list.
Cooking and baking are awesome because if you are with someone who can do that,
you're
going to eat well.
They're also polar opposite. Like, I can bake really, really well. I will burn every meal I try to cook.
Okay.
That's really weird because baking is harder.
It's a gift.
Burning is a gift?
Yes. You know, it's just a little extra crust on everything.
Yeah. I got to get the egg timer out when I'm... You know, pulling out those crescent rolls and re-rolling them, or those biscuits, those Hungry Jack biscuits. That's the only way I bake.
Yeah.
I open up the can.
Pop that can.
Yeah.
Those are a little fun, too, because it's like a little jolt of energy. When's it going to pop? When's it? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, typically baking is harder because you're working with sugar, and sugar does not tolerate getting burnt. So that's odd that you can't cook normal food, but you can bake.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't know.
So other talents people wish they had. Number two was playing a musical instrument.
You know, I took piano lessons in elementary school.
Yeah.
And I hated I quit. I quit just to go play with my friends.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I really hate that because my cousin continued and he plays like he travels. Companies will travel him around the world to play for their events.
Really?
Yes. Hmm.
Even if you didn't go that far, it's just a handy thing to be able to sit down at a piano at a bar or somewhere and to be able to knock out some songs. People are impressed.
Or a guitar. You know, a lot of times because the girls love that.
Yeah, chopsticks don't do it as well, but not I do quite. Know that song.
Yeah, you get out, you know what? You break out your recorder from elementary school.
I could never play that.
Let me serenade you. Just sit right there, little lady.
I think Journey, Don't Stop Believing, that's the one. That's the one everyone, that's what's my guitar version.
Do you know that one?
On piano?
Oh, no. On guitar?
Oh, I think so. I probably could find the chords.
Oh, Tom, why don't you go out and go get the guitar. Break it out.
Let me search up the chords.
And we'll try the sax.
Yeah, saxophone is my first instrument.
Do you have that here on your desk?
I don't. I gave it to my daughter for marching band.
Oh, I thought it was near the air fryer. So, knowing a bunch of languages was third on the list.
That would be handy, too, especially the more we travel now. I mean, I was just in Cancun. It would have been really handy to know what they were saying about me behind my back.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, I was in Cancun, too. Tom, I did not know you were going to be down the road from me.
Well, we were kind of, we almost crossed paths at different days.
Everybody's like, did you hang out with Tom? I'm like, are you crazy? I didn't even know he was going to be there.
Well, yeah, plus we see each other enough here.
Yeah, but knowing... I told my friends, I said, before we make another trip to Cancun, let's all take a Spanish class.
Why?
Because it would be nice to know another language. It would be nice to converse with them without, you know, doing the Hulk way. Can you tell me where the bathroom is?
And that's what I was about to say. It's funny that Hawk's like, why would you go to another country and try and learn their language?
Yeah, that's
Ew.
Hawk.
Yeah.
You don't do that. I mean, but how many times have I been in Paris? Twice in my life. So it's like it doesn't come in handy. But that is a talent people want. Number four was singing.
Yeah, that's one I feel like you're born with or you're not. I don't know that that's something you can just learn.
You can train your vocal cords. Like, that's just that's what the muscles. So you train them over and over. You can get better. You may not be, like, gifted like some of the artists that we play.
Hawk, didn't you take singing lessons where the teacher had you undress or something
did,
and stand
yes,
there?
Yes, yes. Yeah, he said, take your shirt off. I want to see how you breathe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was your instructor P. Diddy?
Oh. Jeez.
No.
I just wondered.
Too soon. That was weird, though.
They're just now searching his home.
I know.
That was weird, though, I will say.
That's
okay. Taking pictures is next on the list. Knowing how to take that right picture of you girls, that's coming handy when taking those selfies, apparently.
Well, no, I'm actually somewhat of an amateur photographer, and Cato is too. He's taking classes.
Yeah.
So I know about the aperture settings and all that stuff, but my wife has the eye for it. She gets the pictures where I'm like, mine are technically good, but she finds the image that gets you, and you're like, oh man, that's a great photo.
And I took photography with a 35 millimeter camera, but sometimes I think our phones now take just as good as pictures.
Close,
yeah, close. And the thing is look at the whole picture. Don't just take what the subject you're taking, because that way you don't end up with your naked butt in the mirror in the
that's
bathroom.
And nowadays with all the apps and filters that we have, it's easier to take that picture. Because, you know, when we were like in high school, the only filter we had for people's faces was we would like take an ink pen and like mark out a little tooth on that person that you didn't like.
Give him a mustache.
Oh, a mustache. Or just scratch their whole face out.
Yeah, now you can just do it with an app and send it to them.
Yep.
Dancing was sixth on the list as far as a talent people want to have. And I would like to be a gifted dancer like Cato, because I've seen him dance. No, honestly, you know what? You are a good dancer. Like when you go out and just kind of freestyle.
That's called fireball.
Okay.
That's a fireball freestyle.
And then home improvement was next in decorating. A lot of people don't have an eye for that.
Good at that, but man, I'm too lazy now. I used to do all that stuff. Change out lights, not the bulb, but the whole light. Put casings up around doors that are decorative, and just I've redid an entire room once, the laundry room, with all these like panels on it and stuff. Now I'm like, it looks fine.
Okay. And then finally, art was on the list. And
yeah.
Tom doodles all the time. Like when it comes to art, That's another kind of a gift that you have, Tom. I've seen those ladies that you've drawn, and you need to put some clothes on them.
Yeah, I got in trouble in fifth grade for that, and it dampened my enthusiasm for art, so I could have been better.
You know, art is subjective, though. There was an Italian guy who sold air for like $20,000 or something crazy.
You remember the banana?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a banana or something that was an art display?
Not art. That's stupid people getting suckered.
Well, I've seen some of those artists, like the Van Goghs or the...
Picasso,
that's... I mean, basically, like he just shook it upside down.
Okay, that's Pollock, I think. Is where you,
I don't know
where you just splatter the paint. But I will say, I used to think that, and I still sometimes do. But then you find out that artist can actually really paint also, and I'm like, well, maybe it really is art. I don't know, but I don't like the stuff that doesn't make sense.
I love the artist that can do a whole like a spray painting a picture. And you're like, you don't know what it is. It looks crazy. And he turns the picture upside down.
Yeah, it's great.
And it'll be somebody famous.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. Well, the talent I've got rhymes with art.
Wonder what that is.
I know.
You'll know in a second.
Yeah, you'll know in a second, Kato.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I want to ask you a personal question real quick. Do you consider yourself to be a romantic person?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I'm, yeah.
How about you, Tori?
No.
Kato? Yeah.
I don't think so.
So it's just me, huh?
Radio Romeo.
I got to say, I think when I was dating my wife, I was very romantic. I'd get her flowers and jewelry and all that stuff. And even now, that's kind of my love language is getting people gifts and things. Like my kids, I'll buy them whatever game they want and stuff. And that's just, I feel good about that.
That's your love language. Mm-hmm. To them, but that might not be speaking to them because their love language might be touch, like you want to be touched or held or caressed.
Not
or
that
hugged.
I've been able to tell.
That's what I like.
No, you like that. That's yeah. Kato's love language is hugging.
Oh, I might have to go with you then, Kato.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, my son will still hug me, but I can tell it's kind of uncomfortable. Yeah. My daughter will hug me, and my wife, I can tell she doesn't really kind of want to, but.
It's an obligation.
But no, I mean, in all seriousness, I think that's part of, I mean, I don't have just one love language, but the giving gifts or giving things is my biggest one.
But you weren't raised with the loving parents, right?
No, I mean,
I mean, huggable, like touching.
Yeah, like I do now, but when I was in my 30s, I didn't hug my dad. It was kind of like too manly not to
How about your mom, though?
I hugged my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was just like the guy thing, you know?
Which has always been so weird to not. I always feel bad for guys because you can't hug your dad because it's not manly.
Well,
like,
I do now, and I do hug my son.
Only reason I don't hug my dad is that cologne. I'm like, if I hug him, it'll be on me for three, 4 days.
Yes,
like, Dad, change that cologne. I don't want to smell like Old Spice.
But 47% of Americans think they're romantic. 30% says they're not, and the rest are kind of undecided about the whole thing. One person said, I used to be, and I still kind of am, just not as much after 30 years of marriage.
But define being romantic, because as you said buying things is your romance.
Well, it's part of my love language. I don't know if it's part of my romance. Well, it was when I met my wife and buying her gifts and everything.
I think of leaving little notes and maybe a candlelit dinner one night, surprise.
I did a candlelit dinner one night whenever the power went out.
one night in his romantic career.
When the power went out.
A surprise weekend getaway.
No, because I've done like surprise meals, you know. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to cook a special meal and she won't have to cook tonight. And she didn't know about it ahead of time.
Well, she had to do the dishes. She wasn't so happy about that.
Well, it's a fair trade. And I think I was very skilled in the arts, too. I mean, when I was single, you guys didn't believe me that I was a good kisser. And we had someone actually come to the studio and volunteer to give me an independent test right there live on the radio. Tori is grimacing right now.
I just like, oh, cooties.
She's like getting the ick from you, like imagining that. Hey, we had to live through it, okay?
You're like, caller number 9, because come kiss Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? What was my score?
We don't believe her either.
Okay, why would she lie?
Well, because she was put on the spot, and
I'm sorry. She gave me a 10, I believe.
But I think when it comes to romance, you got to speak that person's language. And like for your example, it's words of affirmation, right? If your wife says
something
nice. I like
words
of
affirmation. I also give them, especially to my kids, but to my wife also.
I think that's good.
I give her compliments.
Yeah. And if that speaks to the other person, like if they like a hug or if they like that note that you leave for them on the mirror in the morning saying how much you love them.
Yeah.
That touches their romantic, you know, their heart.
Yeah, not that note that says you forgot to take the trash out and pick up milk on your way home.
Yeah, I get that one a lot. The bad thing for me is my wife's love language that she likes to receive is doing things for her, like chores and,
good.
It's not good. I don't want to do those things. That's the one thing I don't want to do.
But that's romance. You do the things you don't want to do to impress the person you want to be with.
I did already. I'm done.
That's true. And it is usually...
Because that's marriage.
The people with the opposite love languages always end up together. Like, my husband's is physical touch, and I never think to touch anyone. I'm just not a touchy person.
Well, sometimes you luck out, though, and that person, you get the opposites, not the opposites, but the people that know each other, and they're just naturally that way. Like, they naturally like a hug, and so they give hugs.
I want one right now.
Okay.
Right. I changed my mind.
He's not a hugger.
You're the romance guy, though, here on the show.
I don't know.
All right, bring it in, Kato. Come on over here. Who wants to join us?
No, thank you.
Group hug.
High five.
See, that's you and Tom. You guys are a lot alive.
Yeah. But I'm not touchy at all. I just don't think to ever touch anyone. It's not like I'm like, ugh, but I just don't think about it.
See, I'm not that far. I will do family. I have no problem. But I don't want to go outside of that.
Oh, well, yeah. I used to hug my dog all the time. And John would be like, you going to hug me too? Like,
okay.
Yeah, I'll get there.
That's your family, huh?
Hawk, I'm going to make an announcement in the building to see if he may want us to
come. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you need to, because Tori and I are not in on it.
Group hug, come on.
We're rooting you on, though. Love this journey for you.
Well, all right.
It's just not our love language.
I guess not.
Will you buy something?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.